today that sometime this week the capital region is going to start the reopening process, but we'll see how that is. Okay, it says he's connecting to audio. So Miles Goldfarb will be here in just a moment. Tony Fallon will be in at 8 o'clock with the Irish show.
Miles, are you there now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Did you press the share computer audio button? No. Hello?
Hello.
We'll get him on in a second. He's muted.
Okay. Wait. And
all right, it looks like we might be almost ready.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Max is gone now. Miles is here. You ready?
You're on, Miles?
No, I can't share it. Oh.
You're on.
Yeah, okay. So welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. I have a very fun show planned for today. We're going to start off with Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and I'll be back to talk a little bit about that. So here it is.
Playing somewhere?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Where is it?
It's playing, but it's not.
This?
Yeah.
Where is this playing? Okay. You should talk to your audience around there.
So far, we only have one season, but we're trying to get all four. Now let's see. I think you need to go up to next to where it says zoom.us and click on meeting and then share. And then start share and then on the share computer audio.
Yeah, we're not hearing that, Miles. If you go up to where it says, if you click on the Zoom page where you see my picture, click on meeting next to zoom.us and then click on start share. And then click on share computer audio, which should be in the bottom left-hand corner. Yeah, so there it says zoom.us. No, no, it doesn't. There, it says Zoom US at the top of the page. Click on meeting next to zoom.us and then go down to hit stop share and then do start share again. And then it should say click, there should be a button that says share computer audio in the bottom left-hand corner. That's what you need to do is to share computer audio.
We need the meeting ID.
Again, up at the top, where it says zoom.us, click on meeting, and then click on start share, and then that should open a white window that, in the bottom left-hand corner, there's a little button that says share computer audio. If you click on that, and then the share button to the right, you'll be all set. You got to click on the Zoom window somewhere to get that. Try it now. If you click on where you see my image, that should make it say zoom.us at the top of the page. You want to go to meeting and then start share. And then there should be a white box with share computer audio down in the bottom left-hand corner. Said it did that, but if it did that, it would be work. Did you click on share after you clicked on share computer audio, that button? There's a blue share button on the bottom of the right next. You got to do both of those things. We're listening to one season, the spring season. But we're trying to get all four seasons. It shouldn't matter whether it's iTunes or YouTube. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. Sorry for that little technical glitch at the beginning, but so we're gonna just jump right in. We just heard Vivaldi's Spring, and so I'm just gonna talk a little bit about that. Basically, the Vivaldi Four Seasons is what I'm going to be playing for this show, and there are each one of the seasons is inspired by a different poem or sonnet, and so I thought I'd just read those. They're actually by it's kind of rumored that they're written by Vivaldi. So here I'll just read the one that goes along with spring. Springtime is upon us. The birds celebrate her return with festive song, and murmuring strings are softly caressed by the breezes. Thunderstorms, those heralds of spring, roar, casting their dark mantle over heaven. Then they die away to silence, and the birds take up their charming songs once more. That's for the first movement, the Allegro, and then for the Largo, it's on the flower-strewn meadow with leafy branches rustling overhead, the goat herd sleeps, his faithful dog beside him. And so then for the second Allegro, led by the festive sound of rustic bagpipes, nymphs and shepherds lightly dance beneath the brilliant canopy of spring. So that's the poem that goes along with with spring. So here we're going to just continue on with spring and then move into summer. So here it is.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was we just heard Summer. So now I'm gonna read the accompanying sonnet that goes along with that. So here it is. So for the first allegro, under a hard season, fired up by the sun, languishes man, languishes the flock, and burns the pine. We hear the cuckoo's voice, then sweet songs of the turtle dove and finch are heard. Soft breezes stir the air, but threatening, the north wind sweeps them suddenly aside. The shepherd trembles, fearing violent storms and his fate. So for the adagio, the fear of lightning and fierce thunder robs his tired limbs of rest as gnats and flies buzz furiously around. And then for the final presto, alas, his fears were justified. The heavens thunder and roar with the hail, cut the head off the wheat and damages the grain. So now we're just going to finish Summer and then move to Autumn.
Thank you.
Okay. So that was the majority of Autumn. It's a long one, so I thought I'd pause in the middle and read the accompanying sonnet, the accompanying poem. So here is the Autumn poem. So starting off for the Allegro, we have celebrates the peasant with songs and dances, the pleasure of a bountiful harvest, and fire up by Bacchus liquor, many end their revelry in sleep. And then for the middle, the Adagio, everyone is made to forget their cares and to sing and dance by the air, which is tempered with pleasure, and by the season that invites so many, many out of their sweetest slumber to find enjoyment. And then for the final Allegro, the hunters emerge at the new dawn, and with horns and dogs and guns depart upon their hunting, and beasts flee, and they follow its trail, terrified and tired of the great noise of guns and dogs. The beast, wounded, threatens languidly to flee, but Harry dies. So now we'll hear the rest of Autumn, and here it is. So that was Autumn. So now I'm going to read the final poem for Winter. And then we are going to listen to Winter, and we might have time to hear one other violin concerto by Vivaldi. So here's the poem that accompanies Winter. To tremble, this is for the Allegro, the first movement. To tremble from cold in the icy snow, in the harsh breath of a horrid wind, to run, stamping one's feet every moment, our teeth chattering in the extreme cold. And then for the second movement, the largo, before the fire to pass peacefully, contented days while the rain outside pours down. And then for the final movement, the allegro, we tread the icy path slowly and cautiously for fear of tripping and falling. Then turn, abruptly, slip, crash on the ground, and rising, hasten on across the ice, lest it cracks up. We feel the chill north winds course through the home, despite the locked and bolted doors. This is winter, which nonetheless brings its own delights. So now we'll hear Winter, and then we'll close off the show. Thank you. Okay, so for our final piece, we are going to be hearing another violin concerto. We have a little bit left of winter, and I just want to take this moment to say thank you so much for listening to Music of Recent Centuries. I hope you'll tune back in next month, the third Sunday of the month. And yeah, so we're going to hear the rest of winter and then finish off with another Vivaldi concerto. Okay, so now we have just a few minutes left, and I'm going to just play a little bit of Vivaldi Violin Concerto in A minor, and you're going to have to tune in to next month's show to hear about that piece. It's going to be the first thing I'm going to talk about next month. I hope you enjoyed the Four Seasons. And so now we are going to just close out the show with this another Vivaldi Violin Concerto. I hope you enjoyed, and enjoy this.